Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Jay Gruden comes on my podcast every week on Fridays. Sometimes we record it early in the morning, and when we do, I want to play some of it here on the radio show. So I carved out 10 minutes of my conversation about an hour and a half ago with Jay, and you know, talking exclusively really about the offense heading into the game against the Raiders. Jaden has been the most hit quarterback during his 22 NFL game career. Would that bother you, A, and B, if it did, how would you go about minimizing the times he gets hit?
Man, it's so hard, Kevin, because he's so good with the ball in his hands, you know, but he also is the franchise, and you got to protect him. So there is a fine line between using his strengths and getting him the ball outside on the perimeter and protecting him. So that's the toughest dilemma I think Coach Quinn and Coach Kingsbury have right now, is trying to limit the hits but utilize his strengths, which is his athleticism. So I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. I think Jaden's got to do a good job of avoiding the hits, but I think the majority of the hits that you got to really make sure he doesn't hit are in the pocket. You got to make sure he's protected. Your line's got to play better in known passing situations. And I think when he's outside running, I think he's fine. I think it's just in the pocket. Some of the hits that he takes is concerning to me. Their offensive line's got to play better.
Would you make any changes anywhere before the Raiders game, personnel-wise?
I'd seriously take a look at the right tackle position, really, and think about letting that guy,
Josh Connerly Jr.
Josh Connerly. I'd let him rest. I think he's a developmental project. I think he's got a good frame. He's got good feet and all that stuff. I don't know if he's quite ready for the type of players he's going against right now. I think he needs a little bit more time in the cooker. He's going to be a good player eventually, but not right now. I'd go back to the way it was last year at the right tackle position and go from there, because I think they had they played pretty good last year as a front offensive line wise. They've made so many changes, moving Coleman to left guard and moving Wiley to right guard. Right. Just, they're not going right now, in my opinion.
So you would move Wiley in there at right tackle?
I would definitely move Wiley to right tackle based on what I've seen in the first two games. Now, these guys are around him every day in practice. Maybe he's getting better and better, but I just think I'd much rather have Wiley right now at right tackle just because of his experience and the way he played last year. I thought he played decent. It's not like he's a Pro Bowler or anything like that, but he's a solid, good right tackle.
What's the solution to no John Bates if he doesn't go and it doesn't look like he will on Sunday? And they don't appear to have a blocking tight end as an option. As a replacement.
That's a huge point. You know, the years before with Coach Rivera, they never had a blocking tight end either. It killed their running game. You got to have a guy in there that can block. I think maybe you put Wiley at right tackle and let Connerly be the big tight end and try that or something like that. Maybe bring in a big guy like Detroit does, Chicago does a little bit from time to time. But you got to have a point of attack tight end, in my opinion. And maybe Snot can come in there and do some things, scrape it on the backside, cut people off and all that. But it's a big hit for the running game. Now you got to spread people out, try to run inside zone or get on the perimeter with some toss cracks, some of that thing. There's some things you can do, but not having a good blocking tight end hurts you, especially in the third and short and known running situations if you have a four-minute drill and things like that.
Did you say Trent Scott?
Trent Scott? Yep. What about him?
No, I you said you can get somebody in there, like, and I thought you said Trent Scott, because he played when they had a couple of games last year, a couple of plays with six offensive linemen, and Trent Scott was that guy.
Yeah, he'd be a good option too. I put Wiley back at right tackle, you put Connerly as a big tight end.
Oh, I see. Yep. You know,
one of the other, keep Connerly right tackle and bring Trent Scott in. Yeah, that's another good option. So I think that, you know, have six or seven plays, you know, you can do some good play actions like that, some max protection play action passes, and it helps with the running game as well.
This conversation just reminds me of when, you know, we've had these conversations before about Ryan Grant. You said DeSean Jackson wouldn't block, Jordan Reed couldn't block. I had to play Ryan Grant if we were going to run the football. That, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I remember, I don't know if I told this story or not, but we had a little play, a running play, where we motioned the flanker in, and he had to block first, you know, the safety if he was down in the box, and I had DeSean do it, and he looked at me after the play and walked through. He goes, "Hey, Drew, that's not really not in our game plan, is it?" I go, "No, DeSean, I'll put Ryan Grant in there for that."
Yeah, I think you have. By the way, do you know what DeSean Jackson's doing right now?
Yeah, he's head coach of Delaware. So I've been following him. I think they've won a couple games. He's doing pretty good.
I talked about this yesterday. They're 2-1. Actually texted back and forth with Clinton Portis last week. He's the running backs coach, and he sent me a note. They're the number one rush offense in, you know, football, you know, in 1AA. Number one rush offense after three games in that level. They're in that MEAC with Howard and some of those other schools.
I wonder if Clinton's running some Joe Gibbs counters and powers and all that. I bet that'd be sweet.
I bet he is. Did you think that DeSean Jackson would ever be a guy that could become a head coach?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
He would be the last guy that I've ever coached, I would say, be a head coach. Just because, you know, I don't think he'd put the time in or be that interested. But he was a very smart player. You know, he tried to come in with his hood on and act like he's not paying attention. But he was one of the smartest guys I had. He went to Cal, for God's sakes. He tried to act like a, you know, a thug and all that stuff, but he went to Cal. And
yeah.
He's a smart kid, you know. So, yeah, he's a – I just didn't think he'd want to be a coach, put the time in.
Yeah. So, is there anything to – I mean, I can tell you from a gambling perspective, there is historically. But from a coach standpoint, did you ever, you know, put time into this West Coast team traveling east – playing a 1 o'clock kick. In this case, it's with the Raiders on short rest, Washington on a mini bye after playing last Thursday night. How much did that rest advantage or time zone advantage play into any sort of preparation?
You know, I don't know if that plays a factor or not. I'm sure maybe a little bit, maybe the legs get a little weary. To me, it's more about the heat. You know, some of these West Coast teams coming, you know, to Florida to play in the heat. That's where the most effect was. But, you know, it should be a nice day in Washington up there. It should be fine. I don't think it's a big issue, really, because I think going east to west and then coming back east is a more of a difficult situation to me. I don't think the West Coast coming here is a big deal, because those guys are usually up in the morning anyway, and they're practicing by 10 o'clock, you know, their time anyway. So I don't think it's got a big factor.
Historically, just so you know, from a betting standpoint, West Coast teams playing early 1 o'clock East Coast games, you take the home team, and it's worked out more often with respect to the number, with, you know, not wins and losses, with respect to the point spread. Chip Kelly is the offensive coordinator for Pete Carroll. What have you thought of Chip Kelly over the years?
You know, I think Chip does a good job. He's obviously a bright guy. But, you know, I think if Philadelphia struggled a little bit offensively, they have some good players. And, you know, they struggled against their last game. They only scored 6 points. Had a couple bad calls against the PIs that weren't called. But, you know, I don't know. I think the jury's out. So I don't want to speak poorly about a coach or anything like that. But I've not been very overly impressed with his offenses.
What about Pete Carroll? You went head to head with him a few times over the years.
Oh, Pete's a good. He's a good coach, man. He doesn't do anything offense, defense, or special teams. He's a very good motivator. He's very upbeat all the time. He's got great positive energy, which you need in pro football. You know, he's the same every day. Positive, high energy guy, hand clapping son of a gun, and he gets a lot out of his players. But as far as the X's and O's guys, I don't think he really puts a lot into that. I think he's more into the get people motivated, that type of thing, kind of like a Mike Tomlin, and those guys could be very successful if they hire good people around them.
Sunday is not a code red game, as we've come to label them over the years when it's appropriate, you know, but you've got it trademarked, so we certainly give you your credit for that. But it's a big game. You know, they go to Atlanta and to LA to face the Chargers. Actually, four out of their next five are on the road after Sunday. Do you view it as kind of a big early season game for Washington?
I do. I think all home games are huge. I think you got to take advantage of your home turf. You really do, because when you go on the road, it's difficult. We all know that. You mentioned the travel that they're going to have to face and the teams that they're going to have to play. So you're playing a team that just scored 6 points, new coaching staff. You got to take advantage of it. You got to win your home games. Because you look back at the season and you're going to be a game out of the wild card, or you know, win the wild card by a game or win your division by a game. So these all add up. And this is the big one, man. They got to get this win to get the 2-1, because you mentioned the road ahead is going to be tough. So they got to seal this.
Jay Gruden had a lot more. You can listen to it later on when my podcast is out. All right. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Label the game on Sunday. Code red is what Jay called the Tampa Bay game back in 2015. This is not that, although I know some of you believe it is close to it. Give me the label for this game on a scale of, you know, zero to five. Zero is not very significant one way or the other. Five is five alarm code red, have to win game. Give me where you are and why at 301-230-0980. Again, keep it here. We're going to have some news shortly as they take the field for practice. And then Ben will jump on with us at 11:30. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.